We're in Yoredeya Siman Shin Chaf Beis, and we started with Sif Beis and Gimel discussing that Chala is nowadays Midrabanan even in Eretz Yisrael, already from the time that Ezra came back, because we need Bias Kulcham. He did not come back with most of Klal Yisrael, and we discussed the same idea in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph regarding Chumas and Maisus. Now, the question that we addressed last time, I just want to touch up something. What if a majority of Klal Yisrael, we're standing in a monumental time in Jewish history where we are approximately have most of the Jews, world Jewry, living in Eretz Yisrael. If we don't have it already, we will have it very soon. So the question is, will that change these halachos, and now they will turn into dinim d'oraisa? So this is a huge, huge, huge sugya, which is discussed by many achronim, and it touches, and they're all, each aspect of the mitzvahs atuliyas ba'aretz are discussed independently. So it's discussed by Hilchos Chala, and it's discussed by Shumas and Maisus, and it's discussed by Shemitah, and it's discussed by Yovel, and it's discussed by Batei Arei Choma, and it's a huge, huge sugya. So we spoke at a beautiful Minchas Chinuch, which was very short and to the point and very clear. But that's far from the entire story. It's a major, major, major machlokas haposkim. The conclusion of the Chalkas Binyamin over here in Chala, he wants to say that Chala will remain. He brings down from the Chazon Ish, although earlier in the piece, he brings down the Chazon Ish on the other side. So, but his conclusion is that he wants to say that Chala will remain Durabanan, but he wants to say based on the Chazon Ish that perhaps Chumas and Maisas will become Doraisa. Anyway, it's a huge, 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 huge sugya. We could spend a month on it, but we're not going to do that. And with significant ramifications in all these various halachos, and may we be zocha to the Biashlishi and Mashiach and third Beis Hamikdash, and everything will be Daraisa, and everything will be Kamoshe Tzarich, and Klal Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael with peace and being able to do what we are supposed to be doing. Okay, so that's the discussion over there. I don't want to give bottom line, but because it's just a huge, huge, huge sugya with many opinions, and it is a very exciting topic, but it is not exactly for us. Okay, so now we started with Sif Beis and Gimel. Now we're going to Sif Aleph. This is going to take us a couple of days. It's basically an introduction, but it gets into some very important halacha. So in Siman Shin Chaf Beis, Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh. So we're talking about Mitzvah Saseh would be Mizman Bayis Rishon. Okay. Mitzvah Saseh Lahafrish Truma Meha Isa. There's a mitzvah to separate what he calls Truma from the dough. Now the Psukim in Parsha Shlach refer to Chala as Truma 7 times. The word Truma comes up 7 times. There's not even 7 psukim. It's just a few psukim. 3-4 psukim, and we have the word Truma 7 times. So there's a mitzvah to separate Truma Meha Isa, v'lit another Kohen, and give it to the Kohen, Shinamar, as the pasuk says, Reishis Ariso Sechem Chala Tarimu Truma. There's 2 times you have the word Truma. The beginning of the dough, you should separate Chala and give it as Truma to the Kohen. Continues the Mechaber, V'reishis zeh, this reishis, this challah that you're separating, ain't no shir min haTorah. Just like Truma, it does not have a shir min haTorah. Which means, afil hifrish kisaora, even if you separate a teeny tiny piece, pater esa isa, it exempted the isa. Okay, we're going to get back to that in a little bit. Now, the next halacha that he brings down over here within Sif Aleph, Ha'oseh kol isa so chala lo asa klum. If a person wants to make his entire dough into chala, we make a big dough, whatever it is, and instead of separating, we say, you know what? I love my next door neighbor, the Kohen. The whole thing, I want to turn into chala and give it to him. So Ha'oseh kol isa so chala lo asa klum. He did not do anything. This is the last Mishnah and the end of the last Mishnah and the first parak of Challah. Ha'osa kol yisaso Challah lo asa klum. So the Mishnah there says that about Challah, and it says the same thing about Truma. It doesn't work. Ad sheyeshayer miksas, until you leave over a little bit for yourself. You can't take the whole thing and turn it into Truma. So if you look at the Beragola, Sifkoton Gimo, Mishnah, so Parakama Dechala, why can't I make the whole thing? I'm very generous. I want to give everything to the Kohen neighbor. Why can't I do that? Dibaina Rashis Shashireha Nikarim. Rashis means that there's something left over that is recognizable. You can't give the whole thing. And the Taz and Sifkat and Aleph says the same thing. Shenama Rashis, Baina Rashis Shashireha Nikarin. Now, this halacha also appears in Hilchos Truma, in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Chaf Aleph. If you look at Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Chaf Aleph, there the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamarbe b'truma." He wants to give a lot of truma. Hoil v'shir miksas chulin. As long as he leaves a little bit by himself, hareiz a truma. It counts as truma. Avalim amar kol haperos ha'elu truma. But if you want to make everything truma, this is from that same, the same Mishnah over there. Avalim amar kol haperos ha'elu truma lo amar klum. It doesn't work. He didn't say anything. Why not? Here the Shach says, Shach Sifkaton Mem Dalid She'ein Nikar Rashis. It's not called Rashis. Ela b'sheisho shirayim. Unless you leave something over, you can't call the whole thing Rashis. The Taz says the same thing. This is Rashis de Goncha. Ba'inash Rashis she'sharei nikarim. For it to be considered Rashis, you need to leave over something. That's the Shach and the Taz in Hilchos Truma. And by us, it is the Taz. Now, this is also, the Beis Yosef brings us down, the Bach brings us down, the Bar Tanura and the Mishnah brings us down at the end of the first parak of Challah, and the Rash in the Mishnayos brings it down. However, there is a difficulty here, because the Pasuk says, what's the Pasuk by Truma? Okay, we're talking about Challah. The Pasuk by Truma, which is in Dvarim Yud Ches Dalet and Pasha Shoftim, Reishis de Gancha Tiroshcha V'Yetzarecha, the beginning, the rashis of your Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, min HaTorah Trumas HaMaisis is only on Dagon, Chameshis Mine Dagon, 5 grains. Tirosh and Yitzar is grapes and olives. Everything else is Durabanan, according to many. V'Rashis Geiz Tzoncha Titen Lo, and the first of the shearings of your sheep, you should also give to the Kohen. So in the same pasuk, we have the rashis of the Truma, and rashis of the Rashis HaGeiz. Now, it happens to be that right after Hilchos Trumas and Shin Lamed Aleph, we have a simin of Shin Lamed Gimel. Shin Lamed Aleph is huge. Then we have Shin Lamed Beis, tiny. Shin Lamed Gimel. Take a look at Siman Shin Lamed Gimel. Dine Rashis HaGeiz, Sif Vav. Shin Lamed Gimel, Sif Vav. Ha'omer kol gizasi Rashis Dvar of Kayamim. If I want to make all the shearings of my sheep Rashis HaGeiz and give it to my favorite Kohen that lives next door, it works. So what's going on over here? So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayos asks this Kasha. He asks this Kasha against the Rishonim. How can you say that the reason you need to leave something over by Challah is because it says Rashis? It says Rashis by Rashis HaGeiz, and you do not need to leave anything over. The whole thing you can give to the Kohen. And Rabbi Kiva Eger sends us to a Tosus in Chulin, Adav Kuf Lamed Vav Omed Aleph. And there, Tosus Kuf Lamed Vav Omed Aleph says as follows. Again, it says Rashis de Goncha and Rashis Geiz Tzoncha. So it would seem like Truma and Rashis HaGeiz should have the same din. But we see that they don't. Challah and Truma have the same din. You have to leave something over, otherwise it doesn't work. And Rashis HaGeiz, you do not need to leave anything over, and you can give the whole thing, and the whole thing is Chal, and it all goes to the Kohen as Rashis HaGeiz. Says, and this is the huge kasha that Rabbi Kiv Eger asks in the Mishnayos, and it's a kasha on the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Bar Tanura and the Rash and the Shach and the Ta. It's a kasha on everybody. That's a tremendous kasha on everybody. And Tosis is beautiful. Tosis says, Kuf Lama Vava Man Aleph, Dibar Maschel Af, the ha de ba'inam bitruma shiareha nikarim, that which we said by truma, you need to have something left over. You can't give the whole thing as truma, it doesn't work. You know why? Not because it says reishis de gancha. Mishum di alfina truma michala. Truma is learned out from chala. It says the word truma by chala 7 times. Truma and chala go together. Di alfina truma michala. The chala nikras truma. Like we've been saying, chala is called truma. Okay, so why is chala better? Chala also says reishis. The pasuk says reishis arisoseichem. It's the same reishis. Says Tosus, no, it's not. Uvachala ksiv mei reishis. Demashma velo kol reishis. By chala this tzupsukim. In Parsha Shlach, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chaf, there it says Reishis Arisoseichem. But then in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, there it says Mei Reishis Arisoseichem. The Mei means from the Reishis, not the whole Reishis, from the Reishis. So by Chala, you need to leave something over. Not that it's learned from the word Reishis, says Tosus. It's learned from the word Mei Reishis. And Truma, although it says Reishis by Truma, but Chala and Truma are one and the same. It says 7 times truma. Chala is the type of truma. So we learn now truma from chala, where it says mei reishis. That's why you need to leave something over by chala and truma, says Tosus. But reishis again, it's just as reishis. Reishis can be the entire thing. So this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Bamba Kasha against many Rishonim and many, many Achronim. Here we have reishis and mei reishis. Bottom line, Reishis Hageiz, he can give the whole thing. Chala and Truma, you need to leave something over. Why the Rishonim and the Achronim bring down the first pasuk of Reishis and not the second pasuk of Mei Reishis, like Tosa says, to answer up the Kasha, is Tzarech In. Okay. So back in Siman Shin Chav Beis Sif Aleph. Also, Kol Yisaso Chala, Lo Asa Klum, you have to leave something over. Now, where does this idea come that you can give a mashahu? There's no shir min haTorah. So that is the case by Truma. Truma also, you can give a mashahu. You don't need to leave anything. You can take off a teeny tiny piece. That's Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Yud Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says you can take off a teeny tiny piece. This is a Gemara that appears in a number of places by Truma, Omar Shmuel, Chita Achas, Poteres, Esakri. One piece of Chita, one piece of wheat will exempt the entire pile, the entire silo, the huge amount. All you need is one piece, Minatorah. That is good enough. That's what Shmuel says. Rashi explains in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ein Gimel Amud Beis, one of the places where we find this Memra of Shmuel. Rashi Dibar Asa Chita, Avodah Zarah, Ein Gimel Amud Beis. By Chuma, Dalo Isparsha Shira Dida. The Torah doesn't give us a shir. Ela Reishis De Goncha Ksiv. It says Reishis De Goncha. That means the beginning. Vafilu Kaldahu. Even a mashu. And the Chachamim came and gave a shir. Rabbanu de Amri, 140th, 150th, 160th. The Chachamim gave a shir, which we'll discuss more tomorrow. And the same thing with, we'll see by Chala. Min HaTorah, there's no shir on the Chala. And mid the Rabbanon, they gave us a shir, which we'll see at the end of Sif Aleph. Okay. We'll stop here. So that is Siman Shin Chav Beis, the first part of Sif Aleph.